we're in big cities all the time on tour, so they're really exciting to see. Yeah. Yeah, it's really fun. I mean, I like city life. I just don't want to live in a city.
Yeah. Well, no one's pressuring you to.
Yeah.
No, okay, it's cool.
I feel it's cool. Yeah.
The four members of the Lonely Forest are from a small town in Washington State called Anacortes. Less than 16,000 people live there, and it's filled with miles of tall evergreens, the smell of the ocean, and cool mountain breezes. The band shared those hometown sights and sounds on their latest album, Arrows. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. The Lonely Forest formed back in 2005 when John Van Dusen was looking to add more texture to the sounds he was writing on piano. He recruited guitarist Tony Ruland, drummer Braden Kruger, and bassist Eric Sturgeon to fill out the sound, and the four of them began putting together a batch of songs. A year later, they entered and won a Battle of the Bands contest for musicians under the age of 21. As part of their prize for winning the competition, they were offered free studio time, CD production, and a paid producer to help them make a record. In addition to that, they also got to perform at Bumbershoot, one of the largest music festivals in the U.S. Since then, the Lonely Forest have been steadily touring, releasing records, and gaining fans. In fact, one of their biggest supporters is Death Cab for Cutie guitarist and producer Chris Walla, who signed the band to his record label, Trans. The band talks to the alternate side's Alisa Ali about how their new partnership began.
Arrows is the first record on Chris Walla's new label.
Yes.
That's very cool.
It is very cool. Mm-hmm. Very flattering.
How did this come to be?
It was an accident.
A happy one. Did you know Chris beforehand?
No. There's a column in this paper called The Stranger, a Seattle paper, blah, blah.
It's like
blah.
The Village Voice here.
He always reads a certain column, and we were in it a bunch. So when We Sing the Body Electric came out, he thought, I'll buy it, see what this is all about. And then, like a month later, he was being interviewed on CNN, him and Nick Harmer, and they asked him what he was listening to, and he said, us, and we freaked out. I had his email because I almost bought an amp from him once.
Oh, really?
And then we went to a show, I got drunk, I asked him if he'd ever want to record us, and now we're on his label.
Just when I thought I had nothing good.
Song The Love Addict, and there is a companion to The Love Addict. It is called The Love Skeptic.
True.
And you wrote these together
within a couple of weeks of each other.
Which one came first?
The Love Addict.
So first you fell in love and then she broke your heart, or you broke someone's heart?
Yeah, more like first I was, because I'm pretty idealistic, and I had a conversation with a buddy who's not. And he's the love skeptic.
Oh,
and so we were arguing about what love actually is. And,
And did he make a pretty compelling case? Did he turn you to the dark side?
No, I'm definitely skeptical, but not about love. Love's a big word, it's lots of different things. But his whole idea of love, there's nothing special to love, scares me.
Let us pretend we've got it together. Let us ignore the coming sun. We'll sing body electric until machine and soul are one. I've seen the tweaker struggle, syringes lined his floor. A cycle change to life, but dead in jobs in the government swarm. In time the trees die, and my will fade, but I hope for a new breath.
Live music from the Lonely Forest and the song We Sing in Time. Today's Take 5 was produced by Alisa Ali. Hear more artists like this at thealternateside.org.